Mate, I am stressing out hard.
I haven't got a presentation, I haven't got charge for laptop, it's on 6%. If this don't go to head, we're fucked.
Literally nothing is working. It's stressing me out, big time. Hey guys, so we're in Gatwick Airport right now and about to fly to New York City. Just gonna get some breakfast right now. And we're going to the US, I'm with Johnny right now, and Johnny's coming with me to the US because I'm hosting Millennial Marketing Mastery in New York City, Brooklyn downtown, Saturday, the 27th, and we're going to be teaching you New Yorkers how to sign their next $2,000 to $4,000 in client retainer. It's going to be an amazing event after we sold out London. Really looking forward to that. Then we're flying over to Utah, where I have a TV interview. Then over to LA, we've got a TV interview in Beverly Hills. Actually, the other way around, it's LA, then Utah. Keep getting that wrong. And then flying back to LA for 3 days, just for some chill time at the end of the trip. Now I'm bringing Johnny along with me instead of a standard videographer, because I don't want someone just to be filming and shooting. I want somebody to be asking me questions off the hook, uncomfortable questions, which you guys want to hear, so you can understand the ins and outs of what we're doing on this trip and the reasons that I'm doing, why I'm doing and hosting these events and scaling up and whatnot, and giving you an inside look of behind the scenes. So this, we're going to be recording 4 vlogs. This is going to be the first of the vlog series, and I'm going to keep you guys updated throughout this trip. It's going to be amazing.
We doing, mate?
So I'm just checking the stats. Actually, come have a look. I'm checking the stats for the event. So as you see, we've had 820 tickets sold. I'm hoping for these numbers to be bumped up. Today we have another big push on ads. So we're about 300 tickets down, and I'd like to be. I wanted to get around 1,200. So what I'm actually doing right now is I want to maximise the amount of people that actually turn up to the event. We've got 250 seats in this theatre setting. I want to maximise how many people actually show up, because not everybody turns up to a free event. So what I'm doing is I'm actually on a website right now where we're going to set up voicemails. So this will be voicemails. We've just recorded a message, and we're going to be sending this out to all of the people that are attending the event, and just basically saying, hey, I hope you're well, just checking in with you on the run of the event, and just telling them that we're going to be really, really busy, so we're making sure that we can maximise the amount of people that turn up. I'll also send an email campaign as well. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So how much have you spent on this trip?
A lot. So the trip's cost a lot of money. All in all, myself, the event itself and the trip, it's costing between 10 and 20k, so it's a fairly hefty investment, and that's not including the money that we're going to be spending when we're out there. I'm sure it's going to be worth it. So.
Well, what if it's not?
If it's not, there's a learning curve. If it's not, then there's lessons to be learned. I mean, I've been pretty lucky that I haven't had to take any massive risks in the business since I started it. So. I'm feeling confident about the event. I'm feeling good about it. But if it isn't, then it's all a lesson.
I think you're going to do crap. So I'll film the whole thing just so everyone can see.
I appreciate the support. Hey guys, so it's the afternoon now in New York. We checked into our room earlier on. It's a nice room, and pretty nice room.
Very nice room.
We wanted to upgrade something a bit nicer. So we just booked the presidential rooftop suite, which is phenomenal, by the way. So you're gonna see some clips of that. So we're now just gonna have a wander around Times Square. Today's a bit of a chill day. Where are we going, down here? So we're just having a bit of a chill day, and gonna crack on with some work this afternoon in preparation for the event tomorrow. So yeah, it's all really exciting stuff, but this place is chaos.
Tomorrow you have the event.
Yeah.
It's hot. Is there anything you do to like psych yourself up or to prepare yourself the day before, like today?
Do you know what? I really, to be honest, I try not to overthink it. So I want to make sure that I don't stress out about it. So, I mean, to be honest, today, I just want to chill out, take in the sights. But of course, tomorrow morning, it's game time. So tomorrow morning, it's game time. I'm there to make sure I can provide a ton of value, blow these people's minds. So I'm sure there'll be like rituals and stuff we'll go through. But at the moment, I'm just being optimistic, okay? Absolutely no negative thoughts at all. I'm not thinking about what could potentially go wrong. I'm just thinking about what could go great. I've had such a nice, relaxing day today. So, mate, I'm primed. I'm ready to go.
What's your first impressions of New York?
New York? It's crazy, man. We're walking fast. And it's hot. New York's crazy. So we're in Central Park right now. And this is the quietest it's been since we've got here. And there's still people all over the place. I mean, it's literally like, I massively underestimated how big this city is. So I can really understand how there are so many big names here, like Gary Vee, and there's so many like big names in the influencer space, because there's room for everybody. And anybody's here who's just starting up, there's still room for people to start up in this. So, I can't imagine what it would be like if I was starting a social media marketing agency today in New York, because there's so many businesses out there. This place is literally chaos. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
There's good opportunities for everyone that turns up tomorrow.
Absolutely. Everybody who turns up tomorrow is going to be incredible. Like, there's things from today that I've learned about the city which I can carry across in the talk tomorrow. So, I'm really glad that we've had the day here to start off with, because I've got a feel for the place and how this works, because it's a different culture at the end of the day. You're the US, the English, we still speak the same language, but such different cultures. So yeah, there's definitely things I can adapt in the way that I'll do my teachings tomorrow. So
nice.
Okay, so we just had a quick freshen up and a change of clothes because it's hot today. And we're now gonna go check out the suite that we've upgraded to.
I think it's to the right. No, to the left.
This is the right, okay. Oh. Hopefully it's gonna be nice. Looking forward to seeing it.
Hey, cool.
Hey, you're right.
You're
welcome.
Hey.
Wicked.
We don't care about the inside.
No, let's have a look outside. Let's have a look. Oh, wow. Check this out, guys. Look at that for a view. Looks like it goes around the corner as well. Come have a look around here. Look at that Empire State Building in front. This is serious. This is serious. This is a good room upgrade. Nice little chill area here. Nice, I'm liking it. I like it. Guys, always make sure you ask at the hotel for upgrades. So you won't even believe we got this for 10% of the price of how it's meant to be. This is meant to be $2,000 a night. And we got it for an extremely cheap discount. Always make sure you ask for upgrades at hotels, and also ask at airports as well. Always ask at the airport, because we got upgrades like first class for like, again, like 20% of the price on the way here. So always ask for upgrades last minute. It's the best time to do it.
How you feeling,
brother?
Good.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah,
you're right. How are you?
How are you
feeling?
Okay, it's this morning of the event. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I literally just spent a bit of time with myself in the mirror this morning, psyching myself up. So,
well, that's a good point then. In terms of how do you psych yourself up for something like this?
Well, I mean, I practice affirmations. I practice gratitude first thing in the morning, and I'm just reminding myself, Jordan, this is your time. This is an incredible thing that you're going to do today. This is what you set out to do when you started your business. Christ, this is a funky room. This is what you set out to do when you started your business. So today's go time. You're doing what you plan to do in the first place. So if you can't do this, you're not going to be able to do anything. And I'm really, really excited. The first event that I hosted, I think you remember, Johnny, I was so incredibly nervous. But now I've gone through that journey already, I'm really, really excited to see what today has in store. So. Cool, so we're now on route to, what's the venue called?
Roulette Intermedium, Brooklyn, New York. We love!
So yeah, we're on route to the venue, just making sure the videographers are coming on time. So what we're going to do is we're going to get there an hour early, and we're going to prime the team. So we've got a team of five sales staff, and we've got a team leader as well.
got a security guard, we've got an AV team, so we're doing all the lighting and sounds and everything. So we need to make sure that everyone is primed and ready to go and in the right frame of mind for today. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, getting everybody in the zone and getting started. Here at the venue, just setting up right now. So I need to get the audio visual set up, got all the seats set up here.
What's your first impressions?
Yeah, really nice venue. Really nice venue. Just need to make sure that everything runs smoothly with regards to the presentation and getting everything else sorted. So, but yeah, it's a really nice venue.
Alright, so Jordan, tell me what's going on.
So, little technical issues. So, we haven't got any UK power adapters for the US, so bit of a massive oversight. So
how long until people arrive?
About 30 minutes. So now I'm having issues with Google. I'm trying to log into my Google account and saying it doesn't recognise this device, which is great because I don't have the phone number.
What happens if you can't get it started in time?
Then we're improvising.
Yeah.
Shit's getting improvised.
Yeah. My laptop dies at 5%, by the way.
Okay, it's on 6% now, so... Mate, I am stressing out hard. If this doesn't go to plan, then...
People are outside waiting.
There's people... Mate, this is not okay. They're half an hour early. I haven't got a presentation. I haven't got charge for laptop. It's on 6%. If this don't go to head, we're fucked. We're literally screwed.
There's the scripted chaos, and then there's real chaos.
This is real. This is not fake. This is no fake shit.
This can't go.
The vlog's cancelled at this point. Mate, it's stressing me out. Literally nothing is working. Okay.
Where's Holly? Holly's back with the chargers yet?
She's not back with the chargers. She needs to be back with the chargers, or we are fucked.